Chapter 39.
The ground beneath them trembled as the Jedi strode, prepared for battle, but with calm in their hearts, toward the ominous cloud that hovered over the city. In the air that stirred their hair like a vile caress, in the very soil beneath their feet, they could feel the dark side.
"Well,"
said Jaina,
"I can't send ships specifically, but I'm sure that if even the whole Lost Tribe was gathered in one building raising a toast to Abeloth, I wouldn't be able to sense them either."
"None of us could. It would be like trying to pick out a single flower in a field full of them,"
Luke replied. All his senses were alert, but that did not distract him from continuing to work things through in his head.
Natua didn't mention anything like this concentration of dark side energy in her briefing. This is new for this world.
"I think perhaps Saba had the right of it,"
Octoramus said, falling into step beside them. Like all the Jedi, she held her lightsaber, but it was not ignited.
"Maybe Ship is here, and he stirred something up."
"Some things," Luke amended.
Now that he was growing at least somewhat used to the particular nuances, the swirls, and the eddies of the dark side as it manifested here, he realized that it was not a singular energy they were sensing. Barv, mitigating his stride so that his friend Yakiel could keep up with him, grunted that he, too, seemed to think it was an awful lot of some things, but that he was completely confident it was nothing the Jedi couldn't handle. After all, they were Jedi, and they stood for the light side. Yakiel looked up at him with soft, affectionate eyes, then away. Luke sensed that she, like himself, wasn't quite as certain as Barv of the eventual outcome.
"Then why haven't they attacked?"
Kip asked.
"If these things are ghosts of Sith past, we're practically sitting on their doorstep."
"Perhaps they can't,"
mused Kyle.
"They might be imprisoned. Servants chained long ago by the Sith, only able to do a master's direct bidding."
"That doesn't make sense,"
Jaina said with her usual bluntness. Even in this moment of tense awareness and uncertainty, constantly keeping the darkness from seeping into him, Luke smiled. The conversation was good for them. It helped them feel more in control of the situation. Now was most definitely not a time for feelings of revenge, anger, or a desire for victory at all costs. It was a time for calmness and tranquility and rational thought. These were their greatest weapons.
"Think about what we saw in Korriban,"
Jaina continued.
"The Sith are notorious for leaving guardians or traps behind. To chain a whole bunch of dark side entities and essentially only give them orders to sit and stay is... well, it's a stupid use of resources. And one thing the Sith aren't is stupid."
"This one agrees,"
said Saba.
"Though it would make our roles as Jedi easier if the Sith were stupid."
Yakiel snorted, then quickly looked away. Good, thought Luke. He had never been prouder of his Jedi than now. With Jaina's smart-mouthed but logical comment, and Yakiel's smothered laughter, they were walking together into darkness and able to think and laugh. In a way, whatever happened next, they had already won.